one thing that I see a lot is that people are trying to solve a problem that really doesn't exist because they're not aware of the solutions that are available to them.
Hey, welcome back. This is Steve Mileto at Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and this is episode 44 with David Rogers. We're starting a new segment called Quick Tech Tips. David is our technology director at the Heart of Georgia RESA. I think you're going to enjoy listening to him talk about some typical type of issues we might have with the technology that we use, whether it's in our home, our classroom, or even in our school building. So sit back and enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, this is Steve here with Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. And today we're starting a new segment that'll happen once a month. And it lasts for about 10 to 15 minutes. And it's called Quick Tech Tip. How do you like that? Just rolls off the tongue right there. Let's try and say that three times fast. Quick Tech Tip. I'm not going to do that, all right? Anyway, and this is going to be a once a month segment with our very own David Rogers, who's the technology director here at Heart of Georgia RESA. And he specializes in Linux and open source systems. And today we're going to talk about WordPad. Say hi, David.
Good morning.
Well, David, glad you're here with me. Normally you're on the other side of the system making it all my mistakes go away, which I greatly appreciate. And now we're going to start this quick tech tip once a month so that we can get all that expertise you got going to help those of us who are just enough geeks that we can cause lots of problems and we may not really know that much about what we think we know a lot of. So let's talk a little bit about what you got for us today.
Well, what I wanted to talk about today, well, I actually wanted to address an issue that I hear a lot of people say. They don't have Microsoft Word on their Windows computer, and they need to do word processing and correspondence, and they're trying to find a way to do it. And there's 100 ways that you can solve this problem, but what I wanted to talk to you about today is Microsoft WordPad, which is a free text and word processing program that comes packaged with every version of the Microsoft operating system from all the way back to Windows 95 up to Windows 8.
Okay, now let me interrupt you because I want to make sure that everybody heard that. It comes free with the operating system.
It is installed free. If you do a default install of your operating system, which most people do, WordPad will be an option without you having to install or do anything.
Very cool. So so all this time that we've had these Microsoft operating systems in our place and we were in our home or in our office and we were worried that we didn't have access to Word or something like that, we actually had something sitting on our desk. We just didn't know it, right?
Absolutely, and it works really well. WordPad is a powerful program, and most people that I talk to don't even realize that it's installed on their computer and they have access to it, you know, from the get-go.
Very cool. So, and by the way, we're going to have some screen captures and stuff like that on the show notes so that you can see exactly where to find this and so forth. But where do you find it?
Well, it's easy to find. If you're running a Windows XP or a Windows 7 operating system, you click on the Start menu, you go to the Accessories menu, and then you just scroll down until you find WordPad. And click on WordPad and it'll open up.
Very nice, very nice.
Now, if you're using a Windows 8 system, it's a little more difficult. But I have found the easiest way to do it is to click on the Win key And then you type the word WordPad, WORDPAD, and then a WordPad will be an option on your screen, and you click on it, and it will open WordPad.
Excellent. So why should somebody want to use it?
Okay, one reason is, let's say that you have no other option. You don't have Microsoft Word. You don't have WordPerfect. And you need to do word processing. And most of your word processing is, let's say, simple word processing. With simple formatting, WordPad is a perfect option because it's a good word processor. It's fast, it's simple, and it's really hard to mess up.
Now, that's good. I need that. That's the hard to mess up is something definitely I gotta have. So with the with this, I know that you were sharing with me all kinds of incredible things that you can do with this little free bit of technology or software that's in that operating system. Let's go in there and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, like if you open up a WordPad session and you're doing word processing, you have the option and the functionality to use bold, italics, underline. You can use strike through. It also has subscript and superscripts. You can change the background color if you choose to. You can change the font color. You can also change the type font you're using, the font size. You can even insert a photo. It even allows you to, and this is really amazing, in Windows 7 and Windows 8, it allows you to insert objects. Like you can actually insert an Adobe document, a PDF document, into your word processing document. You can insert a PowerPoint and various objects. It also allows you to insert the time and date using different formats. Another option that it has is if you need to do a quick little drawing, you can click on the drawing, insert drawing icon, and it brings up Paint, allows you to do your drawings, and then it automatically inserts that Paint file that you created directly into WordPad with no other user interaction.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, it's funny because I don't know how many people are like me, but a long time ago we learned about these different devices and tools, and we forget about them. And sometimes you just need that quick opportunity to make that drawing, get into Paint, do it whatever it is so that you can quickly show somebody what it is that you're talking about and be done with it instead of needing to have some specialized software program or go online into the cloud or something.
Yeah, one thing that I see a lot is that people are trying to solve a problem that really doesn't exist because they're not aware of the solutions that are available to them.
It's funny that that happens a lot, and I think sometimes we look for the more complicated answer and solution because it must be the latest, greatest thing, as opposed to, I mean, what can something from the past help me with here, right?
Absolutely, and like I said, WordPad is just one of those examples. And something else that I like about WordPad is it has the find and search and replace functionality, where if you have a word in there that you need to replace, you can just do a replace, and it will replace the word for you. So WordPad, if you're just doing normal word processing or text processing, it's an excellent tool. It's fast, it's free, and it works great. With that being said, one thing I want to talk about that kind of dovetails into WordPad and also Microsoft Word and word processing. We share a lot of files today. You'll create a file and then you'll attach it to an email and send it to someone. The problem that I see crop up is people many times will create, say, a Word document. They'll save it as a .docx file. And then you send it to someone and they might be using a Mac computer, a MacBook. Well, they don't have Word on their computer, so they don't know how to open this document. One thing that I highly encourage people do is, unless you specially need the Microsoft .docx file type, save your word processing document as an RTF file. That allows anyone to open that document no matter what operating system they're running or what word processing program they're using.
Now that's cool. Let's talk just a little bit about that, because that's something that I knew nothing about. And I knew people who would use the RTF file extension and all that sort of stuff, but I had no clue where to find it nor why I would want to choose that. Matter of fact, when you look down there and you see what options you have about what to to name something, you go, RTF, what in the world is that?
Yeah, and what RTF is, it stands for Rich Text Format, and it's a file format that was created by Microsoft way back in the 80s as a universal file format. Really, their intention then was to have a file format that was cross-platform, that you could use on Linux systems, the Mac systems, as well as Microsoft systems. So if you save your file as an RTF or rich text format, then you can send it to someone that's using a Linux operating system, a Mac, or a Microsoft operating system, and they can open it. If they're running a Microsoft OS, they can open it with WordPad.
Excellent, excellent. Now, with all that being said, if I were to do that, because I got to tell you, I was in a work environment in several different places where before we had the DocX, people were sending us DocXs, and the computer's going, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
and so what's neat is that we could have solved all that stuff simply by knowing that we could do the RTF file and creating this in WordPad and sending it out to them, or possibly opening theirs.
Absolutely. You can open it, you can edit it, you can resave it. It has all the functionality that you would have in a DocX file. The great thing about it is it's universally readable.
Excellent, excellent. So are there any problems with using the WordPad, or there should be a this little warning label, don't use a hairdryer in the bathtub?
Well, probably the only thing that I would say is if you're going to use WordPad, it's great for, I would say, 80% of the word processing that you're going to be doing. If you're creating a document, you bold and you use bullets and you insert photos and underline and things like that, you're good to go. If you're like a Word guru that uses all of the functionality of Word, well, you're going to miss out because it doesn't have all of the functionality of Word, but it shouldn't. It's free, it's fast, it's something that that most people can use and feel comfortable with. So the normal user, not really. I mean, they're not really going to run into a lot of limitations because most people type up a document, they use bold, they might put some bullets in it or insert a photo. Beyond that, they're good to go.
All right, so kind of in closing with the idea of WordPad, and once again, we'll include some screenshots so that you can see some of the information about what we're talking about and where to find it, and just some little notes about why you should want to use it. Let's just, David, I want to make sure that I share with everybody that they can, that you have a technology blog, and we'll put the link below the show notes, within the show notes, actually. And as well as that, I also want to make sure to let them know that you're also I started to say full-time musician, but
I wish
you have a whole you have a whole other world. You have you are a musician out there, and you perform. You have group that you perform with, and I was wondering if you might want to say something about that.
Sure, yeah, it is a whole other world, and it's a lot of fun. But I play bass guitar with a group called the Medicine Men, and we do 6 shows a year in Eastman at the Magnolia Theater. Trying to support the arts and to have something entertaining for people in Dodge County and surrounding counties to do. So we'd love to invite people out, and I appreciate you letting me put in a shameless plug for us.
Not a problem, not a problem. So now your show and your band, they can find them online and Facebook too, can't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're on Facebook. We have a web presence, and we're out there all over the place. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I encourage people to check that out. We'll put those links into the show notes as well, so that you can check that out. And and note that also want to, that way you'll understand why you see a technology director when I put his picture in there, that he's got his, that he's standing there with within the band. So
there you go. Yeah. One thing I did want to mention about WordPad that I think is really neat, and people will really appreciate this. With the version of WordPad that comes with Microsoft 7, operating system 7 and 8, it allows you to save a document as a Word file, and it will even open Word documents. So if you send me a Word document, a DocX file, I can pull that up and open it with WordPad.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no clue about any of that stuff. So let's talk about for just a second people who may not have Microsoft Office products, and maybe like us, I mean, we operate in a Google environment, mm-hmm. and so we have the Google apps, and you know, Google's document producer. So when we get DocX stuff, you have to actually upload it into the Google Drive in order to not overturn it. That's why I wanted to say that, to convert it. There we
convert go. Convert it, yeah.
And but you could actually then open the WordPad as another alternative to being able to quickly open it.
Right? Yeah, and that's why we want to keep these text tips specific, because Google Apps, the Google Doc, is an excellent resource, but if people don't know about it or have it, then WordPad is an excellent resource. There's other things we'll be talking about in our tech tips, like the Google Apps, open source productivity suites, like OpenOffice. But WordPad is free. It's available on any Microsoft operating system. It's ready to be used.
Excellent. Very nice. Very nice. Well, David, thank you very much for taking time to create quick tech tips. Hey, I said it correctly. And look forward to you joining us on this side of the mic once a month. And so thank you very much, and have an awesome day today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia Precinct.